Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Art of Seduction, warm, wonderful poetry compelling you to the edge of your seat, sultry, seductive, and scintillating, ink to make you shiver, to make you sigh. I am Pam Ray, and with me is my co-host Naomi Sarah. Naomi and I are poets on a website called All Poetry with a group of poets called Late Night Poets. Tonight is our sensual poetry night, and if you find that is not your cup of tea, please check out our other shows. We have 1 to 2 shows per night in a variety of styles of topics and poetry, something to suit everybody's taste. And also, if you get a chance, check out the poetry anthologies put out by Late Night Poets, because when you purchase those on Amazon, because when you purchase those, you not only get amazing poetry, you help support these radio shows. And hello, Naomi. How's it going?
Oh, it's going well. Yeah, my cat, if my cat doesn't get into another fight tonight, I'll be okay. Last night, near the end of the show, there was just like this meow, you know, just going
on.
And, you know, she came back and she was all the end of her nose was all, like, bloody.
Oh, poor kitty.
At least, you know, we have a skunk that's running around here. At least, you know, it wasn't with the skunk. And you know, I was praying. I say, no.
Oh, my goodness, exactly. Thank goodness for that. If we hear any meowing, it's going to either be you or I don't know, your cat. So if you're still feeling that, yeah.
Especially with your prompts. Oh my God, I found those prompts so like saucy, and there was just something about them. There was just this sexy vibe to them that was crazy, you know. I just had to write to one of those. I went to that artist, and yeah, tell us about her. Pam.
You know what? I came across her on Facebook, and I was glad Crestor said spoke up on the contest, because apparently, well, her name is Pascal Tarua. I hope I'm pronouncing that close, anyways. And for some reason, when I first saw it on whatever page I saw her on her name on Facebook, I swore the E wasn't there. So even though the E was everywhere else, my brain didn't click in on it. And so I had it spelled Pascal, which is the masculine of the same name.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, if you know, it's a French name, so you know it's probably pronounced Pascal Tarua, her name. If that's correct, yeah, Pascal Tarua. Yes. It's the same name. It's pronounced the same in the feminine and the masculine, the Pascal. But you know, we have a lot of French names here in Quebec where they have yes. You know, both genres for names, so it happens often here. Yeah, I'll let
it
you
does.
Go on. Sorry.
Not a problem. I'm glad to hear how that's pronounced. I will probably forget, but it's still nice for our listening audience to hear how it's pronounced. She is a French artist. She is known as the Gold Eye Artist from Paris. Her story is one of inspiration and resilience, having lost sight in one eye after serious car accident and experiencing trauma as a young teenager. Her trauma is woven into the fabric of her work and made more beautiful. And despite her visual impairment, Tarawa's artistic vision shines, producing provocative pieces giving insight into subjects including female beauty, social conventions, self-perception, and expression that are celebrated across the world. And, you know, I was just really impressed with the way she brought out not only sensuality, but confidence, as you said, sassiness. And
yeah.
Her painting is wonderful. It's sensual. And I like how within each painting, oftentimes you'll see splashes of color. There's just something, and she has such a variety of women. Like some are all dressed up, some are really casual, got one in a leather Catwoman suit. I think there was really something for everybody. So if, somebody hasn't checked out her artwork, I highly recommend it because she's got such a bold use of color and really gives an expression of confidence within her subjects, especially her paintings of women. So very cool stuff.
Oh, absolutely. I really liked, I went on that website, I saw that she had different themes like streetwear, fashion, and I really liked the streetwear, like the ordinary girl with the cool dress really cool. I even that, there's this strength, this sexiness, but this sexy sassiness, like a strong
yes.
woman who knows what she wants and knows how to get it, and just confident in her sensuality. So that's what I really found the art really neat.
Thank you. And we did get a great response. It started out a bit slow, but we ended up having, a great response, quality and quantity. I'm definitely looking mm-hmm. forward to delving into tonight's poetry. And, it was one of the few contests, Art of Seduction contests, where I pretty much knew right away which song I wanted to have as the intro song, which was Legs by ZZ Top. Because it just,
oh, wow.
not only, yeah, usually I struggle to find intro songs for Art of Seduction. I'm always going, nope, don't like this one, nope, don't like this one. But, between the fact that I just really like that song, and one of the first paintings I put up of hers was a lady leaning against the car, where all you really basically see are her legs and her high heels and her skirt. Like, you don't really see much else of her other than what, her body. I just thought, and the attitude that you catch within so many of the paintings, that song just worked, so.
Absolutely. Yeah,
yep.
And the video of the song too, where she's, she's a shy little girl and she transforms into this, this bomb,
Yes.
And then she goes away
yes.
with the shy little, the shy guy there at the end. I love that video.
It is an awesome video. The ZZ Top of the 80s and early 90s had some of the best videos as far as, choreographing. However, I didn't go with the original video because it does have the talking in the beginning. And I didn't, want
yeah.
to waste that extra minute or two with the ZZ Top talking. So I wanted to get straight to the music. All right. Well, I think if you're ready, I'm ready, and we should go ahead and get started. So what do you have for us first, Naomi?
Well, we'll bring out the female ones, just in case we have a male voice comes on sometime. And I put up Ruby's piece, A Change of Plan. So, Pam, whenever you're ready, you can go ahead and give that a read if you want.
All right. Change of Plan by Ruby 2446. After a night in the club, her feet ached. Her body glows from dancing and the cocktail she enjoyed. Her boyfriend is having coffee in this all-night diner. All she wants is her bed and sleep. She could sleep where she sits, her arms splayed on the cool red leather banquet seat, her yellow dress still sunny bright, matching bangles dangle on her neat wrists. She watches as he orders their coffee, dark glistening waves of thick hair tickle his collar. His back is straight, shoulders wide. She imagines her hands on his hips, drawing him close, or in the shiny locks, her fingers tingle. He turns, asking if she fancied something sweet. His smile seems to touch deep inside, stealing her words, sending her libido into overdrive. Now alert, blood rushing, nerve ends tingling, thoughts of her yellow linen dress in a pool on the floor, silky pieces strewn on the bed, music and wine, moon shadows on naked skin. He is sipping his black coffee with that amused, "I know what you are thinking" look. Coffee untouched, she whispers, "Your place or mine." They leave arms around waist. In the morning, sunlight streams where moon shadows had had their last dance. When stars has cascaded over glistening bodies as they had fallen asleep, limbs entwined, lovers, end poem. And what an absolutely beautiful write by Ruby. And your thoughts, Naomi?
Oh, yeah, I really like this one. You know, she really told a story, took that prompt and flew with it and that weaved us a whole story here. I just love, you know, when the way, you know, the way she's watching him and you can feel the desire there, the longing, you know, the anticipation of what's to come. I'm looking for a stanza here. He turns asking if she fancied something sweet. His smile seems to touch deep inside and then stealing her words, sending her libido into overdrive, now alert, blood rushing, nerve ends tingling, thoughts of her yellow linen dress in a pool on the floor. And then I really liked, you know, the way she had described his amused look of, "I know what you're thinking." I really, really like that, you know, and so well woven together each line. And the last stanza, oh my gracious, you know, such beautiful imagery in it that just brings the whole story all together there in a wonderful finish there. So amazing, amazing work, Ruby. I really love this piece.
Absolutely, I have to agree. Wonderful comment, Naomi. And Ruby really has a talent for telling sensual stories. And I like how so much of the sensuality in her write comes through with the interaction, the flirtations before the actual, you know, the going home together. And I really like how she brings in so much detail from the painting itself and yet expands, because you know, you look at this painting and this girl, she does look tired. She looks like she's had a long night out, you know, and what a clever title, change of plans. I also really liked the parts that you mentioned. I really like she watches as he orders their coffee, dark glistening waves of thick hair tickle his collar. His back is straight, shoulders wide. She imagines her hands on his hips drawing him close, or the shiny locks, her fingers tingle. You know, wonderful, right, all the way through. And the moon shadows on naked skin was a stunning line. So great right and very well done. And what do we have next, Naomi?
Okay, well, next we have Anticipation, Patient by Northern Phoenix. And she's probably, I don't know if this is a woman or a man, but they're probably listening in because,
It might be. But before you read, I am going to go ahead and bring somebody on. Hello, area code 513. Welcome to the show. Who are we speaking to, please?
Hey, Jody.
Hey, Jody. Welcome.
How are you tonight?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm well. You have to bear with me. I'm on the road, but here I am.
All right. Well, just drive safely.
Oh, I do. I'm on speaker, so that's hands-free.
Nice to have you, Jody.
I was curious. I did see something about a song that you said. What song would that be?
What was that?
I seen something about sock mopping to a song.
Oh, yes, to the intro song, She's Got Legs from ZZ Top.
Oh, that's a good one. That's what I was curious about. Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah.
All right,
that is a good one.
Yeah, I actually sock mop my floor. Do you do that, Pam? I'm the only crazy one.
Well, I leg mop. Like, I don't use socks for mopping, but I take a washcloth or something like that, or a rag, and I put my foot on top of it, and then I just, you know, swing that back and forth until the floor is clean, because I don't actually have a mop.
but you do it in socks.
I've never heard of that before.
So you dance anything, but, you know, you get your exercise, and it's so much more fun.
is that what Tom Cruise was doing in Risky Business? Is that sock mopping?
I think that was just dancing. I would think that was just getting his groove on.
Like two birds with one stone, right?
Yep. I do remember that scene.
Uh-huh.
All right.
So this is anticipation patient from Northern Phoenix, and I'll give it a read. I reach out to touch your hair. I live for this. I can feel a heaviness in my chest and a lightness across my shoulders. I can feel yours underneath your shirt, moving around with determination. I can feel your arms decorated with stories of your life around me. The heaviness in my chest spreads to my stomach, to my legs. I can't move anywhere, but I don't want to. I am caught in the embrace of the harbinger, not of doom, but of ecstasy. My heart heavy is racing. My heavy heart is racing with the effort of keeping blood going to my brain. The blood wants to visit other places and make infinity pools of desire as inside I fall off the edge. I cannot catch my breath, so you give me some of yours and kiss me with all the years that we have been waiting. All the aeons of time that have passed between our lives, you kiss me and your tongue is in my head. I can breathe, but I cannot speak. The words are down at my feet, just like my panties. You whisper for me, have me at last and be free from the wanting and the longing, free from the pining and the endlessly spinning out of control. Free from the carousels and the roller coasters. Have me now as I am and never be alone again. And the world turns to pink as you take my hand and lead me by the small of my back to your bedroom, the place of my eventual death, when I shouldn't need this body any longer to feel the bliss between us. When we are beings of light, non-corporeal or ethereal. However, today I have nerve endings, I have blood, I have skin, I have everything therein, and it is all tingling. It is all on fire as your fingers run over my imperfections, my scars from my own self-rejection. You heal every bad wound I have ever given to myself as you kiss the places that I have come to fear the most. Your lips cross the life years that have transpired, and you find your home at last as your body enters mine for the very first time. We lay there, intertwined, our bodies pulsing with desire. The world outside fades away as we become one with the fire. Our breaths come in ragged gasp as we explore each other's soul. Passion between us grows as we lose ourselves in the whole. Our hearts beat as one as we reach the pinnacle of bliss. We are lost in each other's eyes as we share a lover's kiss. End poem.
Great read, Naomi. And what an absolutely stunning sensual write by Northern Phoenix. And Jody, your thoughts on this poem?
Yeah, it was definitely from a male point of view. I got that from where the blood was flowing. I was in the middle of a traffic thing. But now I could tell he's on a mission. He has them nights where he just, the energies align just right and overwhelms you. And as a man, you, it's tough to handle that kind of emotion certain nights. You just want to go caveman style, club them over the head and take them home with you, right? definitely feel like the tough. Hopefully he got that.
Great comment, Jody.
Great ride. I enjoyed that.
Absolutely. Me too. And your thoughts, Naomi?
Oh my gracious! You know, I wrote to her, to him or her. I don't know.
She's a female.
The female.
She's a lady.
Yeah. She's a lady, okay. Yeah, I wrote to her that I couldn't go ahead and pick out one of these awesome lines because there's just awesomeness line after line. And, you know, that she captures the delicious deep shiver of anticipation so sensuously divine. I love when she says, my heavy heart is racing with the effort of keeping blood going to my brain. The blood wants to visit other places and make infinity pools of desires as inside I fall off the edge. And, you know, when she talks about, I can feel your arms decorated with stories of your life around me. That is so, so beautiful. You kiss me and your tongue is in my head. Wow, that is one powerful line. You know how the anticipation just grows and grows and it's consummating her and she just can't deal with it any longer. And you know they end up, you know, together in the end, but it's just burning. You can just feel the burning up, of the anticipation, she talks about souls at the end. So I think, you know, this is more than just, you know, a lust story. I think this is a connection that's happening here. You know, when she talks about when we are beings of light, non-corporeal and ethereal, that they're wanting to come together there. So I think, you know, this deep desire, yes, but, you know, also like two souls communicating there and enlightening each other. So beautiful, beautiful, right, by Northern Phoenix.
Absolutely. Wonderful comment, Naomi. Yeah, I really love the imagery in this, how it's sensual and erotic. And yet, as you were saying, Naomi, there is that deeper connection. I really like when she says, when I shouldn't need this body any longer to feel the bliss between us, when we are beings of light, non-corporal and ethereal. However, today I have nerve endings, I have blood, I have skin, I have everything therein, and it is all tingling. It is all on fire. And I also like that line following that, where it says, as your fingers run over my imperfections, my scars, my own self-rejection, you heal every bad wound. I love how that speaks on the idea of healing and somebody loving every single part of you, and including your imperfections. And what a wonderful, passionate line all the way through. But another part was, especially our breaths come in ragged gasps as we explore each other's souls. The passion between us grows as we lose ourselves in the whole. Wonderful lines and very well done. And what do you have for us next, Naomi?
Well, I'm looking. Okay, I have one here. Jody, can you read while you're driving?
Or
you can?
Yeah,
wow,
can.
You have a magical truck or something. I don't know what
know,
you
right?
have.
It's like, it almost drives for me.
Okay, so I put the next
right
up.
In retrospect, after hearing y'all's comments, yeah, that I'm just immense. We can be single-minded sometimes. Like, I totally was thinking, well, the blood flowing in certain areas, I had to be a guy. But after hearing your comments, yeah, I was wrong.
You know what? I get it. We all think differently. That's what makes the world go round.
And it makes it interesting, right? It'd be a boring world if we all thought the same, right?
Absolutely.
All right, so what we got?
We have Hungry by Papa Mama Jamma.
Oh, yeah? All right. Hungry by Papa Mama Jamma. That's a pretty interesting name. I like that. All right. Her man is sprawled on the bed in naked sleep. She slips on a T-shirt from the floor, floats by the bedroom window, bends over and sticks her head outside. Face the cold October morning wind. Cheeks burn, but the cool sensation is pleasing. Pulsing her nipples taunt, the cat licks her toes. Quick little tongue telling her to feed him. Before he slides away in the corner, to wait for breakfast, he lingers a little longer by the window. Breathless moan bursts from her open mouth. Her man is awake and hungry as well, pressing on her bottom with full mass. Just in his stance with no hesitation to her oasis. Rapid and wild, he holds her against the still. Scrotum pressed on her moans. She thinks the air has the taste of morning sex on her tongue. Peaky rosy eyes rolling. A shaking appears by the neighbor's curtain. Tickles a coy laugh, but she will not share today. Close the window, spins her busy lover around. He keeps to the task, unshakably twined. Hands tight to her hips. She positions her thighs wide as a harbor. Fingers stretch and press to the wall. Limbs gyno-flexing. Skin tingling, toes curls. Senses filled with rapid pleasuring, and as quiet a shy bride, a Persian cat meows and licks at her toes again. And foam.
Great read there, Jody. And oh my goodness, you did good. You did good.
But yeah, we're good.
But it is a wonderful write by Papa Mama Jamma. And your thoughts, Naomi?
Oh, my gracious. You know, he never lets us down, Papa Mama Jamma, eh? He doesn't write too often. Well, he doesn't write often enough. You know, I know he's going to listen, and I'm scolding him because when we get a write from him, it's a real treat, but he doesn't write it for every God vessel. Hey, you. Right. But, you know, this is a real treat because, you know, oh, my gracious, he can just bring in real life, you know, like it's so authentic, you know, it's so real, it's so raw, it's right in your face. You can just imagine the scene going on. And then he brings in the cat. Oh, my gracious. And that makes it all the more real. You know, you just picture that this going on with the cat licking the toes. And there's something, I don't know, there's just something so sensual, so evocative about that cat there, you know. And I don't know, I can't describe it, but, you know, licking her toes. Not that I'm into cats or anything, but, you know, it's just, you know, the way it's there, it just complements the right so much. And then I just love the line, she thinks the air has the taste of morning sex on her tongue. Oh, my gracious. And, you know, the cheeks rosy, eyes rolling, you know, and in that arc, you know, that her cheeks are so rosy and the eyes so intense. So I think he chose like a wonderful prompt for this rite. And wow, yeah, I just love this rite all the way through.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it is always a treat to see something by Papa Mama Jama. And that was a great comment. You know, I can't, the cat part cracks me up only because my one very vivid memory involving a cat and anything sensual was when I was still married. Me and my husband at the time were in the middle of making love, and the cat we had came over and sat casually right down on his naked butt while we were in the middle of doing it. Going up and down. Cat didn't stay there for long, though. We better get on to the serious comments. And Jody, you did a wonderful read of that. Your thoughts.
You're going to go to serious comments, and you asked for me, right?
Yeah.
So I totally could relate with this poem as far as his Spanish point. Like, well, I got with my baby's mom. You know, things progressed. I ended up moving in with her. I've never had a cat in my life. He has five. Okay. I'm moving in, and these cats, they keep to themselves. They're doing their thing. Like, oh, well, they're not that bad, right? Until you get to that point is what you said, fam. Yeah. Then all of a sudden, these cats are all up on you, purring, like, whoa. Hey, man, I'm busy here. What are you doing?
Yeah. Exactly.
It's definitely awkward. What are you going to do with them? I guess they just get that. They get the sense of the energy around, I guess. But, yeah, other than that, the poem itself, I mean, that was like you said, how he was able to vividly paint, like, a real-life situation that we all relate to if you ever had a cat, right? They just make themselves know. They do. But other than that, though, between him and his lover, you know, that's great, vivid imagery, for sure. It is a very good writer.
It is. Yeah, it is. And I really like how Papa Mama Jama tends to create sensuality within not between just the couple, but within the atmosphere of the poem. You know, there's the interaction between.
Yes, exactly.
At least that's how I see it. But wonderful imagery. He paints a slice of reality. And it's like when we feel like we're voyeurs looking in on this intimate moment between the couple, and I think he's got some really great word choices all the way through, but I especially like tickles a coy laugh, but she will not share today, closes the window, spins her busy lover around. He keeps to his task, unshakably twined, hands tight to her hips. She positions her thighs wide as a harbor, fingers stretch and press to the wall. You know, just wonderful lines there all the way through and very well done. All right, Naomi, what do we have next?
Next, I have another delicious piece by Jessica C. Wheeler. And Pam, if you want to go ahead and give that a read.
Absolutely. I'll be happy to. I'm Not Me by Jessica C. Wheeler. Clockwork, his call, late night at the office, spark a craving, and I am on the clock. Clicking stilettos, echo on the concrete, beckoning the attention of hungry men and women. Tonight, I'm not me. In the elevator's climb, I retouch my lips, tame my fiery red hair, and outline the demanded body beneath my tight dress, worn like a second skin, eager to be devoured by my favorite client. Clicking stilettos echo on the marble, announcing my arrival as I enter his empty office and claim his chair. The door swings open to reveal him in that suit, a tall, fit, and handsome predator. Pivoting, I pull him by the tie he remains anchored to on his knees. I revel in his feast, inhaling his musk, muffling my moans in his bitten tie. He reacts encouraged. He lures me to the brink to keep me there and stands. My stilettos push into his firm torso. Strong hands trail from ankles to the thighs. He grips, he lifts me, rotating, replacing his office chair. And I take my seat to give him what he called for. After a grand finale and role well played, he catches his breath with lips pressed to mine, then releases my long brown hair from the fiery red wig. Clicking stilettos echo on the walkway alongside his steps as we arrive home. End poem. And what another wonderful sensual rite. And Jody, your thoughts?
Yeah, very sensual. I thought she did a great job. I love that artwork, by the way. That's pretty awesome. But yeah, the strong hands trail from the ankles to the thighs. He grips, lifts me, rotating, replacing his office chair. That's pretty powerful stuff. Yeah, she did a very good job all the way through from start to finish. Stilettos, I love them. Like, yes. Yeah, definitely embodied the prompt very well.
It does. Yep. I have to say, great comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah. You know, this makes me think of the, obviously it's his wife that's surprising him at the office. Because, you know, that along his side as we arrive home. So, you know, she's his wife, unless she's like a lover or a night worker or something that he's bringing home, but I don't think so. But this makes me think also, you know, I saw in a comment below the movie, The Secretary. I don't know if you saw that movie, anybody?
I haven't.
No? Well, it's
nope.
Really. Did you, Jody, see the movie The Secretary?
No, I don't watch movies anymore. I mean, I'm all work and no play.
It's an old movie. But anyway, it's The Secretary and anyway, it's a very erotic movie. And
I'll put that on the list.
Yeah. And this reminded me of that movie, The Secretary. And you know, all the erotism I don't know how to pronounce that in English, but that's going on, you know, all this erotic play, you know, the strong hands that trail from the ankles to the thighs, the rotating, the office chair, you know, all these words are well placed. And obviously, you know, she came to play with, because she has a wig on, a fiery red wig. So she's playing this personage, I guess, you know, that she came to entice maybe her husband, you know. So what a way to keep your sex drive up. Yeah, go for it. Wonderful, wonderful write by Jessica C. Wheeler. And I'm coming to know this poet more and more as we go along. And wow, she has some nice, powerful writes. Wonderfully done.
She really does. And that was a great comment, Naomi. And yes, I do believe you are right that this is about a woman and her husband who are adding some spice into the marriage. First of all, because of the ending where it says, clicking stilettos echo on the walkway along his step as we arrive home. Then also because one of the labels she has is role play. And so, because, yeah, it's interesting and neat the way that she kind of throws you off. Like, at first, you know, when it says, you know, her favorite client and all that, you're thinking, well, here's a woman who's a professional, who's a prostitute, and making an office call. But, you know, as you read along and, you know, and it's wonderfully sensual and erotic all the way through, then you get to the part where it's like, in the elevator's climb, I retouch my lips, tame my fire red hair and outline the demanded body beneath my tight dress. And then, you know, it goes on and all the way through the wonderful lines, I revel in his feast, inhaling his musk, muffling my moan. And then when he releases the brown hair, long brown hair from the fiery red wig and the ending lines, you go, oh, that's what's going on. They're like putting a little bit of spice in the marriage and doing some role playing. And I like that. That was a nice, fun twist to it, but brilliant use of imagery and sensuality. It actually, for me, when I thought of movies for this one, I thought of, though it's not exactly the same, but I thought of the stripping scene, the dancing scene in the movie True Lies, where Jamie Lee Curtis's character is like, you remember that one? That's, for some reason that movie came to my mind, but yeah, this is a great write and very well done. All right, Naomi, what do we got next?
Okay, next we have Cress Turcett, and I guess I'm up to read. And just before I start reading, the Rosa Corsa that's in the title is actually, she wrote at the end, the Rosa Corsa means racing red, and it is the red international motor racing color of cars entered by teams from Italy. So that's what the Rosa Corsa is in the title. So the title is, She's Rosa Corsa Racing Red by Cress Turcett. And it goes like this, hot and hungry, as she pulls into the country hotel for their weekend tryst. His hunter green shirt teases her pores, tanned biceps short circuit her brain. He grins when he sees her. A lock of jet hair falls across his forehead, tickling the coal of his eyes, set alight by her sugar gray gaze, for she knows how to handle his body with a firm grasp, how to rev his engine with muscular long legs that drive him off the road. Their palms fuse, melting their metal. She trembles for his fingers to slither up her white skirt to delve beneath scarlet lace to set him on course to the softest tunnel. In the room, clothes and carnelian heels tossed aside, they kiss and coalesce. Her nails trace new destination down his torso like a silent formula, one Ferrari, tires burning the track. Sleek, curved steer, sinuous midnight spins as they purr and accelerate, and she slips into the driver's seat for the ride, smoothly shifting gears upwards to frenzied, fuel-injected roars. End poem.
Great read, Naomi. And what an absolutely beautiful central write by Krester Sett. Brilliant imagery and metaphors all the way through. I like how she uses a driving as an extended metaphor, which works really well. And this is great all the way through, but I especially like her nails trace new destinations down his torso like a silent Formula One Ferrari, tires burning the track, sleek curves steer, sinuous midnight spins as they purr and accelerate, and she slips into the driver's seat for the ride. Wonderful lines and very well done. And Jody, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought it was very sensual, and there's something about fast cars and sex that just go hand in hand, right? I mean, it just makes for a great sensual ride. You know, that, and the imagery, like when he grins when he sees her, lock of jet hair falls across his forehead, tickling the coal of his eyes, set aligned by her sugary gray gaze. That's great imagery there. I enjoyed that. Just gives you a sense of fast cars and sex, just hit it and get it. But yeah, that's, that was pretty interesting. I enjoyed that all the way through. That was a nice adventure we took with that poem. I like that.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah, and I know I myself have done a couple of central contests involving cars and motorcycles and such, but I think it's been a while, so I'm thinking at some point it might be time to throw another one together because that always does get great responses. Wonderful comment, Jody. Yeah. And Naomi, you did a beautiful read of that. Go ahead and share your thoughts and then bring us on to the next one.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is a absolutely amazing written to the prompt. You know, of course, you see the red car there, which is like a race car, of course, you know, well, just from the artwork, I believe this to be some kind of racing car. And, you know, the way the red is splattered around in the picture, too, like it gives it like this feeling of, you know, this kind of reddish speeding or, you know, this feeling of rapid, I don't know, rapidity there. So that fits so well with this poem. And I just love how she starts out hot and hungry. You know, right from the ghetto, hot and hungry, she pulls into the country hotel for their weekend trice. She's hot and hungry right away. And then the description of him, you know, is so, it just brings him alive, you know. And so that wonderful imagery there. And you read the parts that I really like, Pam. But, you know, first, she knows how to handle his body with a firm grasp, how to rev his engine with muscular long legs that drive him off-road. You know, that's so well said. So just an amazing, amazing write all the way through, like Krester Sett can do them. And, wow, she did it again. Bravo, bravo, Krester. wonderful, wonderful, right, for tonight. And, yeah, okay, so I'm going to go and get the next right here because I was all wrapped up in Crestersets, right? Okay, let's go, Naomi, come on, faster, faster, like a race car. Okay. So next up we have Weaver of Dreams, and we do have a SoundCloud for that one.
All right. Well, here we go. This is Woman in White by Weaver of Dreams.
I appear as an elegant woman, full of allure, dressed in white, peered back, haute couture. With every step, I exude assurance, aplomb, my facade full of grace, aloof, as if I belong. When in the spotlight, I shine like distant stars, only look behind my eyes to see the vivid scars, the whispers of pain that echo through my veins are a symphony of heartbreak forever ingrained. So I will remain always distant, a wisp of mystery, in my fortress of emotions full of hidden history. Yet beneath this outer shell I long for affection. I ache to feel love, desire, yet fear a connection. I am silently yearning for someone who is brave, to cleave to me, caress me, let me feel all I crave. Though I long to feel lust like a hot searing light, until then I walk alone, adorned in purest white, waiting behind the ramparts of my stronghold, sending into the ether a plea for someone bold. Then in caring arms I'll find solace and peace, a love that's strong, desire that will never cease.
Great reading right there, Keith. Oh, my goodness. And thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And just a friendly reminder, everyone, if you're unable to call in, the next best thing is to make a recording of your poem, because then we get to hear your poetry in your voice. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, she really captured the prompt well. You know, she took this woman all dressed in haute couture that looks really, you know, as if she's in, you know, she's really bold and has much assurance in her, you know, confidence in herself. And but she's missing something. She's missing this, you know, this light in her life, you know, this love that will walk beside her and give her, you know, the feeling of being wanted and being loved and being desired. This yearning, like she says, I'm silently yearning for someone who is brave to cleave to me, caress me, let me feel all I crave. But so she is this confident woman, but underneath it all, she's afraid. I think she's afraid of heartbreak to go there and find that love again. So, you know, under the facade of the haute couture and all that gleamy, you know, appearance, there's this brokenness that you feel. And this is relatable to so many people, the part where you're searching for that connection, that love that you want, that we want and that we're looking for and that we need. You know, I found that part is very relatable. But a wonderful, wonderful write by Katie, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Wonderful comment, Naomi. And Jody, your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I thought they were great comments. So my feel I got off of this is, you know, maybe she's a woman that, you know, come up in the, like, hard knocks of life, but then worked hard and got herself in such a way that, you know, she's at the top of the echelon, right? She's done well in her life. But she's around people that she just don't connect with. Like, they're not, you know what I mean? She can't get a connection with them. People she can really connect with are below her station in life, and she can't really step down to get a connection. So she is kind of in that paradox to where, you know, she's just kind of stuck. And she's feeling all the emotions of being lonely and not being able to.
Yes. Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. That's kind of the feel I got from it. She's just in a bad spot, really. Like, she could probably go back home for her college years and connect with two or three different people. But the people that she's around now, the you know, high society, that's just not people that she could really get a good connection with.
I can definitely,
but, yeah.
Right, see them. Yep, absolutely. Great comment. And, yeah, this is a beautiful and emotive write. And, you know, you're both right. There is a sense of, you know, a woman who is strong, but at the same time, you know, has this sense of loneliness in her life. I think this is beautifully written, rhyming couplets where every other line rhymes. It has a nice flow to it, wonderful imagery. I really like how Kate gets so much from the picture, and yet at the same time, you know, creates a story around the image. A wonderful combination of emotion and sensuality. I really like where she says, "I am silently yearning for someone who is brave to cleave to me, caress me, let me feel all I crave. And though I long to feel lust like a hot searing light, until then I walk alone, adorned in purest white." And, you know, I like how she got inspiration from the picture, and yet you can kind of see the whole idea of the mythology of the woman or in white, or the weeping woman who is a ghost of a woman who usually dies and after being, you know, either rejected by a man or and they tend to be wearing white and they wander around all by themselves crying, you know, looking for that lost love. And so she has this modern woman, like especially with lines like dressed in white, pared back, haute couture, and it feels very modern and a reflection of the artwork, but yet when she says, "So I will remain always distant, a wisp in the mystery," and when she also says, "Until then, I walk alone," it really makes you think of the mythology, the ghost stories of the women in white. And I like that combination. I thought it was very thoughtful and intelligent of Kate. You know, I don't know if she actually meant it that way, but that's the thoughts it brought to my mind. And, you know, wonderful write and very well done. And what do you have for us next, Naomi?
Next, I have a piece by Omni O, Chanel number 5. And Pam, if you want to go ahead and give that a read for us.
Sure, absolutely. I'll be happy to do that. Flushed, fiery scents of her Chanel number 5, airs hint before she strolls, she arrives. Fevered temperatures linger in my senses, long after my flimsy stances. I twitter paw claw to thumb your kitty red corner corridor hum, as you purr, not shocked nor decline, my steely brood design. This is the heartache you'll palpitate to take, so lock not on needle blue-green cat's eyes. It'll be you you'll recognize. Then she shadows long, long after you've left, weaving rose jasmine tapestries, whip from warp to weft. Remnants on me, too, before I wing and fly. Selena, I have inhaled you, and this I cannot deny. She plumes and ploys liquid amber bourbon, smoothens perfumes while her nightcap catnip nips veils euphoric cobweb volumes. And night after night, stone cold driven, she revives her humbled Chanel number five. End poem. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, my gracious. Well, before, bravo, Pam. That was a terrific read because this was like a kind of a tongue twister. It was so well written, you know, and playful with the words and with the alliteration there. My gracious, all through, just amazing job on that writing. You know, the cat night cap. Cat nip, nip, fail, euphoric cobweb volumes, my gracious. And although he didn't write the prompt, you know, to which he wrote to, you can guess that it's the one, it's the like the Catwoman one, I guess, you know, and so wonderful write to that prompt. That this is the heartache you'll palpitate to take. So lock not on my blue-green cat's eyes. It'll be you you'll recognize. You know, powerful lines there. And, you know, this is what I get from it is, you know, this is a woman that doesn't take any bullshit. Yeah, you know, she's flush, fiery sense of her Chanel number five air hints before she strolls. She arrives. So you can smell her coming from miles. And, you know, when she's there, she's all there. And, yeah, so this is just amazing right on that prompt. Amazing.
Absolutely, absolutely. And wonderful comment. And you were right, because he did actually put a link to the prompt he was inspired by, and it was the cat lady one. Yep, okay. Yep. So, very cool. And Jody, your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I agree. I feel like he did a very good job of intertwining what a cat's mannerisms are with his woman's, like, you know, twittering, paw, claw to the thumb. Like, pretty much, like, yeah, it's very way cats are, like, clean my litter box, give me some food. Leave me alone, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I thought you did a great job of interweaving that throughout the whole poem. Yeah, it's a lot of great imagery in it, for sure. I enjoyed that. That was nice. Different take, for sure.
It was, and it does have nice imagery, absolutely. Yeah, I really thought this had wonderful imagery and metaphors. Great inner and end rhyme, wonderful use of wordplay, as Naomi brought up, between the alliteration and his word choices. You could just tell that he had a lot of fun playing with these words. I really like, I twitter paw claw to thumb your kitty red corner corridor hum as you purr, not shock nor decline my steely brood design. And then also, you know, like you said, Naomi, this is definitely a woman who is confident. And I like that he chose to use the name Selena because, while, you know, it's a beautiful woman's name and it could very well be his girlfriend's name, it is also the goddess of the moon. And so Selena can be a woman's name, but it's also the idea of inhaling the moon, of being in connection with the power of the moon. And I like that. Another part I really liked was, while her nightcap catnip nip veils euphoric cobweb volumes, and night after night, stone cold driven, she revives. So wonderful lines all the way through and very well done. And what do we have next, Naomi?
Well, next, Jody, I put up your piece, my dear. So whenever you're ready, give it a read. Give it a read for us.
All right. This poem is called Smitten. In the canvas of pure ecstasy, my sexual desire purge. A vision and enigma where passion and lust converge. Soft shadows play upon her sun-kissed skin, telling tales of seduction, love, and sin. Those shades she wears, hiding eyes so deep, hold stories of longing, secrets they keep. In her presence, my heart beats faster, a timeless beauty and everlasting after. I'm ensnared, trapped in her wild embrace, lost in the whirlwind of her mysterious grace. The gentle curve where her neck meets her shoulder makes my heart race, makes my thoughts grow bolder. Clad in demon, though careless and free, yet she holds chains that bind the urges in me. Her lips, the unspoken promises they hold, warm and biting yet daringly bold. My heart yearns to be by her side, to be the secret she no longer hides. Every inch of her a map to explore, a journey of love, legend, and lore. Her essence a siren's haunting sound, song, drawing me close to where I belong. In the thrill of her magnetic allure, her love raw and pure, to be closer to her is the only cure. Her very being stirs the poet in me, writing verses of love and lust passionately. For in this image my heart finds its muse, a love so deep for her I'll never refuse. Each glance, each gesture fuels my desire, setting my soul and my heart on fire. This love-stricken man by her beauty is smitten. For her, every passionate word is written. End poem at 11:11.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I didn't know we needed a time stamp, but that's... Okay. Well, there you go. There you go. And wonderful read and write, Jody. I'm really glad you were inspired. Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is just amazing. You know, the way you just, it's has a sensuality, but it also has the romantic I think of you, Jody, that comes through. You know, we've been I've been reading, you know, some of your poems, you know, on the contest and off the contest. And, yeah, there's this romantic heart inside of you that comes shining through. But it's also, you know, that there's sexual tension in here. There's the erotism. So it's a mixture of all these things, but you know, beyond that, well, the rhyme for the start is just amazing. You know, the flow of it, your read was just absolutely impeccable. I just loved, you know, when you say clad in denim, so careless and free, yet she holds chains that bind the urges in me. Her lips, the unspoken promises they hold, warm, inviting, yet daringly bold. So you get the image of this woman that, you know, is bold, that knows who she is, careless and free, and you know, you're just drawn to her, you know, drawn to more, I think, than just her outside beauty, but her inside beauty as well. So just beautiful, beautiful, right? And very entertaining and very captivating. I think it's the flow, you know, like really pulls the reader in, but also your words. So beautifully well done.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Great comment, Naomi. And, you know, I have to agree with Naomi that, Jody, this piece is both sensual and romantic. You get the idea of the physical and the sensual attraction, but also the idea of really knowing someone. That idea comes through to me in the second stanza, which is those shades she wears, hiding eyes so deep, hold stories of longing, secrets they keep. So she wears these shades, but behind them is all the stories and the secrets that she keeps that both intrigue and are something to get to know about her. And just wonderful sensual lines too. Clad in denim, so careless and free, yet she holds chains that bind the urges in me. Her lips, the unspoken promises, they hold warm, inviting, yet daringly bold. And I really like this all the way through. It's beautifully written and, you know, a wonderful end line because, you know, there is nothing better than love and romance and, you know, sensuality to spark the passionate words of the muse. So very well done.
Thank you. Yeah, that's exactly where I was at with that. Like, I was thumbing through them to see which one I was right about, and that one just, like, hit me like a ton of bricks. Like, oh, that's it. It wasn't because her boob was hanging out by no means, but no, it's just her casual.
Well, that certainly helped. Yep.
It did help. It did help.
No, well, and it is. Yep. I do know exactly. The other thing about that picture was that I liked about it is it was such a casual sensuality.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
It was like just this woman sitting and relaxing, you know? So, yeah, you definitely picked up on the energy of that.
Yeah. And when I was thinking Smitten come to mind, that's what I wanted the tone to be, and it just kind of took off from there. It was a fun ride, for sure.
Oh, I'm glad you had fun, and I'm glad you were inspired. Now, Naomi, I'm going to guess that you'll be reading the next one, and I'm wondering if you could, you and Jody could comment, and I'll be right back, and I'll comment last.
Okay.
Absolutely.
No problem, Pam. Okay, this is Whiteout by Myriad Dark. I am chastened. I am chastened, yet I lust for your purity, aching to touch, to taste, and revel in marking your scent over me and celebrate your beauty. My blood sings for which I would gladly shed, for you smearing it like war paint across your contours, surging like a tide as you bed yourself among my verses, and alliterated phrases and sensual fragrance, earthy and filled with ocean music, achingly naked, stockinged feet arcing, making me seethe with primal urges, eyes hooded, no pretenses, just wanting with no frills, your breasts pressing against the white of your blouse and open jacket, overflowing with seasonal light. Oh yes, I am enraptured, caught in the amber of your stargazing eyes, following the arc of your supine back, so pale in the dawn's light, surging in algorithmic waves and raised buttocks, twin hemispheres tapering to become alabaster thighs and calves, and lost in your perfectly formed feet, I am consumed in your totality and fragrant symmetry, your body so elemental, a gemstone of warming opulence, flowing efferents of velvety depth and sacredness, where there is a meeting of the divine, of sultry temptations and paling succor to indulge without thought or care. Forget the world and its light. It becomes redundant in the light that consumes us in its wake, exacerbated by your body and your inner glow pouring out through your pores beneath the sensuosity of your skin, moonlight prevails. End poem. And yeah, I reread this a couple of times because, you know, the mastery of the English language is just amazing. You know, the word usage of this throughout this poem is just absolutely, you know, I have to confess, it's out of my league, but, you know, just amazing. So I had to look up, some of these words, but, you know, this is a beautiful, sensual, poetic lines, rich in imagery and metaphors, you know, just an amazing ode to the female body here. I don't know why the title Whiteout. Maybe because he chose the picture of the woman in white. But I am chastened, yet I lust for your purity. Maybe that's it, you know. Aching to touch, to taste, and reveal in marking your scent over me. You know, the way he starts out this poem is just so... so powerful. Wonderful, right? What did you think?
I agree, yeah. He should title that mannequin because if there's a woman out there that has all these superlatives, I'm going to be impressed. He's describing the perfect sculpted mannequin, right? Just incredible. Following the arch of your spines, the pines back, so pale in the dawn's light, surging in algorithmic waves and raised buttocks. That's just great lines. It's perfect. Lost in the perfectly formed feet. I think he did a great descriptive write on this perfect woman, right? Remember, mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember that show, Weird Science?
Weird Science, yes, where they create the perfect woman. On the computer? Is that it?
And this woman pops out of their computer that fits the
mold,
right?
Yeah.
I actually had her poster hanging in my room when I was 10 or 12, somewhere in there. Yeah, that's going way back. But yeah, no, great job. Great job. Very detailed. Well done.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you do have a bit of computer in there. It's the algorithmic way.
Yeah,
that's a great reference back to that movie. I remember that movie so well. Yeah. And Pam, are you back with us?
I don't think so.
Oh, my gracious. Don't you where you go.
I also love the end line, too. Beneath the sensuosity of your skin, moonlight prevails. That's pretty awesome. Great way to end the poem.
Yeah. Beneath the sensuosity of your skin, moonlight prevails. Yeah, the wonderful, wonderful ending line. I agree so much, you know. And, there's so much wonderful, like you said, Jody, wonderful details in this poem and the superb mastery of the English language, of course, you know. I just love the part, my blood sings for which I would gladly shed for you, smearing it like war paint across your contours, surging like a tide as you bed yourself among my verses. I really, really like that, smearing it like war paint. That really caught me there. Wonderful lines. And Pam is back. Hi,
yes.
Pam.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Obviously, I missed the reading of this one, But I had read it earlier, and as always, a very impressive write by Marriott Dark. Wonderful imagery and metaphors. I really like where he says, surging like a tide as you bed yourself among my verse in alliterated phrases and sensual fragrance, earthy and filled with ocean music, achingly naked, stockinged feet, arc. Making me seethe with primal urges, eyes hooded, no pretenses, just wanting with no frills. And I love that, the whole idea of, you know, the wanting with no frills, that pure sexual desire. And another great imagery is your body so elemental, a gemstone of warming opalescence, flowing effervescence of velvety depth and sacredness. I like how he uses the word sacredness to describe the feminine beauty and wonderful lines all the way through, and very well done. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Yeah, well, next I have Duck Bunny, and you can read that, Pam. Go ahead.
I would be happy to. Dust Bunny by Papa Terminus. You've been hung out to dry under the covers, dust bunnies and lullabies casting the spells that binds. The beggar is the night, fear her. The beggar is the night, fear her bark, not her bite. As the flashlight shines in steamed up car windows, as the wheels screech in the distance, with a shove to the front of the queue, went to buy a ticket to ride. She's smoking chibi. I'm dressed in chinos. This girl is out of my league, but the last child doesn't sleep. Sight of her sitting inside the laundrette is a slow motion, wet dream. Sends shivers through splinters of driftwood hiding under the covers with my dust bunny and unfinished symphonies and poem. Very cool. I like it. And your thoughts, Naomi?
Well, if I'm not mistaken, isn't Dust Bunny a name of a song, like a rock song?
Is it? I don't know. Does he say that in his A.N.?
I think I think it's like Dust Bunny's. Oh, yeah, it's the first comment. Dust Bunny is a song by Curl Vile.
Okay.
He says he was listening to Aerosmith when he was writing this, but I don't know if it was, you know, if the title of that song was related to the what he was listening to. But anyway, I really find this so cool. She's smoking chibi, like she's smoking cute. And I'm dressed in chinos, you know, like chinos are, if I'm not mistaken, are these like these cargo pants, which are actually back in style right now. And this girl is out of my league, but the last child doesn't sleep. So, yeah, he still has hope there. But, you know, what I really liked is the idea of her sitting inside of a laundrette. Is a slow motion wet dream. So you know the slow motion, the spinning of the drying machine there, like a slow motion wet dream, sends shivers through splinters of driftwood hiding under the covers with my dust bunny and unfinished symphonies as he's listening to the music and the unfinished symphonies of his wishes, I guess. His dreams of having this girl, which is in his mind, is way out of his league. So wonderful, wonderful write by Papa Terminus, and you know, really, really uniquely clever and well done.
Absolutely, absolutely. And it was quite clever. He's always got fascinating word choices and. Wonderful comment there. And your, oops, I guess Jody had to go, and well, good night, Jody, and thank you for calling in. Always good to hear from him. Yeah, I like this one. I'm glad he wasn't, that Papa Terminus was inspired. I was confused at first about smoking chibi. Like, I thought chibi was maybe a type of cigarette, but I can't find that. All I can find is that it's a type of an art style that's similar to, yeah, to anime.
Yeah, it means cute.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
I
cool.
I love that.
Oh, well, that is, yeah, that is awesome to learn that. But I did like that. I really like how this is the idea of having that admiration and that draw towards someone that you see. And great wordplay. I really like the beggar is the night, fear her bark, not her bite, as the flashlight shines and steamed up car windows as the wheels screech in the distance. And then sight of her sitting inside the laundrette is a slow motion wet dream, sends shivers through splinters of driftwood hiding under the covers with my dust bunny. You know, wonderful lines, very creative and great sensuality. Very well done. And what do we have next, Naomi?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. What do we have next? What do we have next? Okay, did that one. Whoops. Okay, let's have a SoundCloud, another SoundCloud here by Chinaski.
All right, and yes, he was nice enough.
There. Popped it in, yeah, oh. Okay.
Let me just finish a sentence here. And all right, so we have Night Raven by Chinaski. Oh, and Jody actually is back. So welcome back, Jody. And
thank you. I was in there
cool.
Six for a second.
I get that. Yeah, I get that. So, and all right, I'll go ahead and play the audio for this poem. And here we go.
Ray-Ban Edge dropping off sockets, blinded in midsummer heat. Red pillow clouds soaking into burning ash, holding on to long drags. Blue blossom musk fills alleys looking for 10-minute tricks, pulling past zipper tracks. Bunny brunette, short top bangs, dancing ornaments, bouncing loose rondo past earlobes.
Wonderful read and write there, Chinaski, and thank you for the SoundCloud. It is very much appreciated. And Jody, your thoughts?
Yeah, I thought that was a great read and write. Awesome. I think he did a great job with that prompt. He's the same one I did, and he got such a different take out of it. That's pretty cool. I love that about poetry. Different minds just, you know, take different avenues to certain prompts. Yeah, got a girl that's out of his league, but the last child don't sleep. I like that line, too. He got a lot of great lines through this. A lot of vivid imagery and, it's just a great storytelling. I like that. Well done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wonderful comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, you know, he took that prompt and he really, you know, described it so well. And you know, and there's just this sexy vibe to the whole poem, I find. You know, from the Ray-Ban Edge dropping off. Like, he doesn't just say, you know, she has sunglasses on. No, he says, Ray-Ban Edge dropping off, sockets binded in midsummer heat. You know, that's poetry right there. And, you know, just a wonderful. I really liked red pillow clouds soaking into burning ash, holding on onto long drags. There's something just, you know, sexy about that. And, you know, he really, and the short top bangs, the bunny brunette short top bangs, dancing ornaments, bouncing loose rondo, bass earlobes. You know, this just have this sexy vibe that, you know, about the whole right. And so I really, really enjoyed this by Shinasky.
Absolutely. It's amazing how much sexiness you can pack into a read that only takes 40 seconds. He has done a wonderful job with the imagery and the read. And that was a great comment, Naomi. I like how he fits, he puts so much of the details of the picture, like even, you know, how there's splatters of blue and red and in the picture, where and it looks like the background almost is like clouds. This was one of the two paintings I put in the contest was of somebody's, of just the woman's head, and he really draws in on the details. Red pillow clouds soaking into burning ash, holding on to long drags. You know, I don't know. There's just something about pictures, and I shouldn't say this, but there's just something about pictures of people smoking a lot of times that are just sensual and sexy. But, you know, you can't really say that for those e-cigs, like those, you know, electric ones. It has to be like a real cigarette or a real cigar with, like, you know, the smoke curling and coming out, especially cigars. You know, I mean, I don't know why, but, you know, it just kind of got that sexiness to it to me. But of course, I don't like to encourage people to smoke because obviously there are serious health negativities and that. So we should discourage people from smoking, but I do enjoy artwork and photography that brings out that sensuality, that oral eroticism. And, but this has brilliant imagery and metaphors, a beautifully written vignette. And another part I really liked was the phrase, blue blossom musk fills alleys looking for 10-minute tricks pulling past zipper tracks. Those are such clever lines. And the fact that he capitalized the U in the word blue is really nice wordplay because it's blue blossom musk, but it's also, if you just read the U, it's you blossom musk. And the idea of, you know, appreciating somebody's individual scent, individual beauty. So wonderful lines and very well done. And what do you got for us next, Naomi?
Next, we have a write by Sector Hunter. And I was wondering, Jody, if you can go ahead and give that a read for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Here we go. Sinister sensuality. Sensuality? Okay. Here we go. A sound fills the air. Click, click, click. Closer the sound drawer, drawing out of intoxicating feeling. Shapely legs enter the room, eyes drinking in the view. From the bottom, working their way up. Dressed in a short black miniskirt, causing an ache, see all of her treasures. A sleeveless red crop top, showing a midriff as hips sway side to side, a building urge filling everyone, a beauty pulling all attention to her movements. Moving to the bar, leaning, overreaching. Climbing on top. A finger moves to ruby lips, causing a hush as hands move to breast caressing. Moving lower as she falls to her knees, writhing up and down as her top is removed. Tops thrown into crowd as lips and teeth tease, hardening buds, long legs stretched out, kicking off heels into wanting arms as fingers dance under the skirt. Eyes of the crowd wide from a hand rubbing sheer fabric between. Only giving short glances before spreading thighs, allowing all to enter her sanctuary. As the sheer thong is removed, she plays a scent starts to flow, an unaware trap. A sensual orgy breaks out, drinking an energy, a sinister smile upon her lips as she stands, hands outreached, moaning from being filled one by one, they fall. An orgasmic trance takes her. As the last one falls, she steps down, a golden glow in her eyes. Licking her lips, they rise. Now her eternal servants, stepping into the night with only one mindset to please their mistress. End poem.
Great read, Jody. And what wonderful.
Of course, that would be in like five dead man curves in a row. I had to drive through like, oh, sorry about that. But I was breaking it up a little bit.
Oh, no problem. It's understandable. But yeah, this is wonderful, Dark Sensuality by Sector Hunter. And Naomi, your thoughts? Are you on mute, Naomi?
Oh, yes, I am. Yeah, we were talking last show about an orgy. You remember you were looking for that word, Sam. And, you know, here we have one, like, right up in our face, you know. this amazing. And, you know, all these eternal servants stepping into the night with only one mindset to please their mistress. Yeah, you know, for everything from, you know, this makes me think of a dancer, you know, like a strip dancer, and you know that she has all these people, but it's taken away way further, you know, like a strip dancer in a rave or something, you know, where she's passed over all these hands and they prob her and everything, and you know, it turns into this giant rave orgy. That's what made me think of. So just amazing, right? Like the flow of it, and the way it moves, and like the fast pace of it down the page. It just adds to the frenetic feeling of the whole piece. So wonderfully written by Sector Hunter here.
Oh, I have to agree, definitely. Wonderful comment, Naomi. And Jody, your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I definitely had that same sense of a stripper, as he said, got a golden glow in her eyes and licking her lips, knocking everybody to their knees, like all the guys throwing dollar bills like as fast as they can grab them, right? I have friends that used to love going to strip clubs. I never understood that. I go with them, and you just get all hyped up, and then you're like, all right, I got to leave. But this turns into an orgy. Like, that's what your mentality is, what you're at a strip club. Like, where's the orgy? he definitely painted a great picture there, for sure.
Yep, exactly. Great comment. I'm sorry, Naomi, you were the one who read the poem, so have I asked you to comment yet?
Yeah, I just commented, Sam.
Oh, okay. No, Jody read it. That's right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, wonderful
yeah,
comment.
Yeah, comment. Yeah.
Right. Yep. Yep. But yeah, I like this. I like how it does kind of have a strip club theme to it, but yet it seems to be so much more, especially at the end when it takes on that dark sensuality and the idea of those internal, you know, internal servants, the servants that will step into the night. There's kind of an almost a vampiric or demonic type sensuality to it. Which adds a mythological touch. But to me, this is a woman who is, you know, she's got the anticipation going on. She's got the sensual moves and she's alluring the crowd, she's seducing the crowd, and she's the one in charge. You pick up on that even before you get to the end line, you know, only giving short glances before spreading thighs, allowing all into her sanctuary. As a sheer thong is removed, she plays a scent, starts to flow, an unaware trap. And I like the idea of as if she's setting that trap, you know, for to lure them all in. A wonderful imagery and metaphors, beautiful sensuality, and very well done. Before we do move on to the next rite, I do want to mention that next week start is the Halloween week for Late Night Poets Radio. So please, everyone, it's an awesome week, great fun, a whole week of, you know, Halloween-inspired rites, a variety of topics. But make sure to keep an eye out on all the contests and topic boards put up by our Late Night Poets hosts and hostesses, especially for Halloween week, which will be kicked off by Delving the Depths of Darkness on Wednesday at 12:30 a.m. And that contest is being ran by Arcana Amor and Stelina. And to follow, the next show will be The Art of Seduction, and that contest is being ran by Fill My Eyes. And like I said, though, all of our hosts and hostesses are getting their contests out, they're getting their topic boards up, or at least they should be shortly. Keep an eye out on them all, because, you know, Halloween week is just the absolute best, and I encourage everyone to be involved with it. So, with that being said, what do you have for us next, Naomi?
Well, you know, usually I don't do this, but, you know, since I've been working on this poem, like, for weeks, I'm going to put up my own piece. Yeah.
Oh, awesome.
This is called Now. And I went and got another picture of artwork from that she's, you know, sitting there with her Rolling Stone T-shirt on and bubble gum, like a blown bubble gum. And, you know, I have that exact same T-shirt, so that's probably what drew me to that artwork, that piece of art. So this goes, it's called Now. What a bitchy in-between season, she growls, rummaging through the closet. Not cold, nor warm, then freezing, then hot, or both. He smiles, watching her from the bed as she drags out a pair of skinny jeans and plops down on the edge of the mattress, smoothly sliding blue denim up curvy legs, kicking out her feet as if at the whole damn world, his tongue wetting his lips, eyeing her wiggly, rosy butt cheeks as she yanks the jeans up over her thighs, hypnotized by the swerve of her naked neck black as it plunges forward, an invitation card penned in giant uppercase letters screaming, come bang me from behind. And that sassy way she glances back at him and winks, knowing. Come back to bed, he moans, grasping for her. But in a quick leap, she's off, snatching his Rolling Stones T-shirt from off the floor and pulling it over her head. It hugs tight to her heavy breath, and he stares as her sandy nipples swell and harden, rubbing against the rough cotton. His hand stroking between his legs, spread wide, his breathing ragged. As she pops a stick of gum between her lips, rolls her tongue along its length, slowly sucking, swallowing down its juices. As through the window she watches a shirtless jogger run by, her eyes drifting across his broad shoulders, traveling down his back over tight muscles, pumping, pounding, wet, glistening in the sunlight as dripping hot honey. And she bites down hard and chews, blowing a bubble that bursts with a loud smack, sliding sleek and silently around the bed as a cougar circling, ready to rip apart its carcass, and pounces on him. She snarls with wild, hungry eyes. Get these clothes off me now. End poem.
Great read and write, Naomi. I'm really glad you were inspired and found a different image that inspired you, and also that you brought your poem out to read, because very cool. And Jody, your thoughts?
Yeah, I like that all the way through. It's very thought-provoking, sensual write. I love how it, like, gravitates to where he's like a dog with a bone just at the ready, and she kind of just pushes his forehead away, like, yeah, get out of here. And then sees something that tickles her fancy, like, all right, you're back in, get over here, right? Like, handle your business. But, yeah,
yep,
I thought that
there
was
you go.
A great scene she painted with that. Very well done.
Thank
Absolutely.
You, Jody.
Wonderful comment. Yeah, this is brilliant. I thought it really brought out the saucy and sexy attitude within the artwork. You bring that girl to that woman to life, you know, strong lines all the way through, a wonderful sensual energy. You know, I really like his tongue wetting his lips, eyeing her wiggling rosy butt cheeks as she yanks the jeans up over her thighs, hypnotized by the swerve of her naked back as it plunges forward, an invitation card penned in giant uppercase letters screaming, come bang me from behind. And the interaction between them, come back to bed, he moans, grasping for her. But in a quick leap, she's off. And you know, and then I just had a smile. I got a big kick out of, you know, watching the jogger and then going back to her man and pouncing on him. She snarls with wild, hungry eyes, get these clothes off me now. That is definitely a woman who knows what she wants. So great, right, Naomi? Yes, and very well done. And do you think we can fit in one last one for tonight? I think so.
Yeah. I have a piece up by Terry Owen, so if you want to go ahead and give that a read, Pam.
I would be happy to. Seductive Steps by Terry Owen. Her breast pressed firmly against his chest as the eyes in the ballroom focused solely on them, his hand positioned softly yet firm at the bottom of her arched spine. Their eyes see nothing but one another, her slender hand confidentially placed upon his arm. Synchronized footsteps intertwine, choreography vocal of the unity, velvet stairs, atmospherically tantric. The music may cease, but the sensual dance carries on into the night. End poem. And what a beautiful and romantic and sensual write by Terry Owen. And your thoughts, Jody?
Yeah, I thought the same thing. It's very romantic. I mean, the way it starts out is very intimate. You know, the first line, her breast pressed firmly against his chest. Like, that's, you get more intimate than that. And then how he ends it, too, with the same, like, sensual dance that carries into the night. I mean, yeah, I thought he did a great job of encapsulating the whole vibe of the night, where they were, all the sensuality that was lingering through the air. Very well articulated.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have to agree. Wonderful comment. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I really like this piece. You know, everything from the title, Seductive Steps, to the, you know, the beginning, the lines, you know, that Jody mentioned, you know, the choreograph choreography, so they're dancing. But, you know, the music, the last line, the music may cease, but the sensual dance carries on into the night, so into their lovemaking, you know. Very well put together, an amazing brevity, you know, that's really powerful and very well done. Well, bravo, Carrie.
Yes, absolutely. I was glad that Terry was inspired. You know, wonderful lines. I like that she has the sensuality, but it's got a gentle touch to it. And I like that she uses dancing to bring out the sensuality, because there is something very intimate, very personal and sensual about dancing. And I thought this was a lovely brevity all the way through, but I did especially like synchronized footsteps intertwine, choreography, vocal, the unity. And then the end lines where she says, the music may cease, but the sensual dance carries on into the night. You know, so wonderful lines all the way through and very well done. I'm not going to...
Do we have time for Jenny's
more.
Speech, ma'am?
Yes, we can make time for you. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's not very long. Okay. This is, I'll read it. Jenny the Deep, seducing my foxy minx. Looking at my foxy worn-out minx makes me want to rub her feet. Dressed to thrill in all black, her sex appeal never does slack. Pouty lips, sleek heels. Oh my, if looks could kill, parting her legs ever so slightly, her apple pear scent is perfectly enticing. Crawling on my knees, I beg her, please, please, please let me feel you embracing you as I make love to you under the pale lit moon. Testing such sweet sugary milk, my tongue twists and tangles in silk, turning her tiresome day into a night of fun. Shows her that she's my number one. End poem.
Great read there, Naomi. And love that title, Seducing My Foxy Minx. Wonderful write by Jenny. Great imagery, brilliant sensuality. I really like pouty lips, sleek heels. Oh my, if looks could kill. And also tasting such sweet sugary milk, my tongue twists and tangles in silk. Wonderful lines and very well done. And Jody, your thoughts?
Yeah, I always look forward to her rides. She's definitely a romantic. I love the apple pear scent. Perfectly enticing. I could just smell that as she's reading it. She does a very good job with imagery too. She always puts together a well-written poem, sure.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Great comment.
For sure, yes. She definitely did a great job with that.
Yeah, I have to agree. And your thoughts, Naomi?
Yeah, I really like this piece. Like you both said, you know, wonderful imagery all throughout. And there's, this emotion, too, of just, you know, the romantic emotion. And there's sensuality throughout it, too. I beg her, please, please, please let me feel you embracing you as I make love to you under the pale lit moon. Just amazing write by Jenny here. So well done, Jenny.
Yeah, I have to agree. Wonderful comment there, Naomi. And what a great show. Thank you, Naomi, for being, as always, a wonderful co-host. Thank you, Jody, for calling in. Thank you to Northern Phoenix. Oh, always glad to have you. And thank you to Northern Phoenix for hanging out on the board. Thank you to everyone who wrote for the show, was listening while we were on live, or will be listening later. We truly appreciate you all. And have a good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.